Bogu chvála.
You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy people. Praise God who called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light.
Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
One of
Jesus said to his apostles, "But who prefers father or mother to me is not worthy of me. Anyone who prefers son or daughter to me is not worthy of me. Anyone who does not take his cross and follow in my footsteps is not worthy of me. Anyone who finds his life will lose it. Anyone who loses his life for my sake will find it. Anyone who welcomes you welcomes me. And those who welcome me welcome the one who sent me. Anyone who welcomes a prophet because he is a prophet will have a prophet's reward. And anyone who welcomes a holy man because he is a holy man will have a holy man's reward. Anyone gives so much as a cup of cold water to one of these little ones because he is a disciple, then I tell you solemnly, nature will most certainly not lose his reward.
Verbum Domini.
Laus tibi, Christe.
Postoje evangelos.
There are chapters from Gospel that we prefer to read and listen to. Somehow they immediately encourage us. They bring hope to us. They talk about God who is love and mercy. About God exactly the way we imagine Him. In those cases, we easily feed ourselves with the Word. And it nourishes us in our way of life. Easy to comprehend it. And if we talk about word as a food, it is easily digestible to us. It doesn't leave a bitter taste. But sometimes there are words of our Lord that somehow confuse us or almost surprise us, shake us. They bring into question our image of God or our relationship with the Lord and Master. In a certain way, today in front of us is one such chapter. The words are demanding and hard to digest. They seem to be almost unhuman and impossible. Should we reject someone or push someone aside? Is God using human words jealous? And he wants to secure to himself the first place. Regardless of everything, regardless of another person. What does it mean to love God more than father, mother, son, or daughter.
Что значит?
Does it mean to find or lose life?
Now, что то?
In fact, what does the Lord invite us for?
Кои это?
What is the secret code?
Кои это?
What is the key in which we are reading this chapter, and how it can become the food for our daily life and the strength of the steps in faith? How can we become worthy of the Lord? The answer, in a certain way, is already in front of us. The answer is already in words that we have listened to. If we just play a little bit with the text from the Gospel, we can and we may read it even in this way. But anyone who does not take his cross and follow in my footsteps is not worthy of me.
We
can read as who takes his cross and follows me is worthy of me. We may and we should do this. The key of our reading of the entire scripture, the key of our understanding of God, life and the world is Christ, the Lord. In Him and through Him we understand both God, ourselves and life. In Him, even what seems to be lost from human point of view becomes life and strength, exactly the way Paul told us. With Him we have died, with Him we live. And only if through Him we are looking our relations with others, we will set them free from our human selfishness and the need for possession, which is hidden in every one of us. Love Him more than anything else means only to put things to the right position, place. It means through Him to love those that I'm connected with blood and life with. It means ennoble our love with His love. And love is not focused only on me or on those that I live with.
It
wants to come out of itself. That's when it becomes the principle of life by which in everyone I can see the face of the Master. And isn't He inviting us exactly to this? Didn't He tell us that to receive those who are in need and to help those who are in need means to help Him and to receive Him? Now it's more clear to us. Doesn't mean that it is easy to live for living, but it is more logical. Surrender, a tradition that He calls us to, is total, complete, and hard. But He does not invite us to follow ideas. He invites us on His way. He invites us to be part of His life. Our Lord never speaks about life without pain and suffering. Always, when the talk is about His way and about His love, there is always a shadow of the cross. And when we look completely realistically and purely humanly, even our life is truly marked, among other things, with suffering as well, whether we see it or not. We want to admit that or not. But what should be our characteristics of us Christians is the fact that our life, the way it is, even the suffering in Christ, receives or gets new meaning. And that is what enlightens twilight of fear from suffering. Christ showed life as no one until then had shown. Is there reason? And as people of resurrection, as those who know that suffering has a meaning only if we read it in Him, only if we use this code, because our Master was the first who suffered. He went to death in order to conquer it, to defeat it. We also, in Christ, in cross, in the cross of our life, our cross, in every day of our life, we can already live as people marked with resurrection. In such a way, we can walk in newness of life. If we are part of His way and His destiny, then we are also part of His life. Our look on the cross truly should be marked with resurrection, ours and of Christ. We are aware of that suffering is hard, that it demands sacrifice and pain, but that it is not an end. Suffering remains suffering. We believe. And it hurts. Because if it doesn't hurt, it wouldn't be suffering. But it is still somehow different.
Znamo ju čitati.
Ili we know how to read it, or maybe we learn to read it. We learn that going following Him, we also end in a similar way. In fact, instead of ending, we are beginning. What a miraculous light. Those words. Win life.
Život izgubiti.
Life. Win life or lose life. In every Eucharist, we are celebrating this logic, which is understandable only with the eyes of faith. Understandable only to the life which patiently is listening to the encouragement of the Spirit that brings us into all the truth. The logic of the cross is not easy.
The
logic of the bread which is broken and given is not easy. Except the fact that I'm fragile. Every one of us, if we are fragile, it's not easy.
But
if here, in the Eucharist, is salvationally present passion, death, and resurrection of the Lord, then here is also the answer to our questions about suffering of life, about death, and life without an end. So our question about our resurrection. Anyone who does not take his cross and follow in my footsteps is not worthy of me. Follow him. It means the way. The way of faith. The way of cross. The way of life. The way of light of the resurrection, and that is truly project for the entire life. That is why Lord slowly teaches us and feeds us with His word and with His love in Eucharist. But He said, in my footsteps, let's not forget that it means that He is in front of us and with us, and that He is waiting for us after our every fall and desperation, and that He is following our rhythm of walking. On this way with the Lord, we are learning something else as well. with us is she, quiet follower of his life. And if we belong to him, then of our life as well. And our mother. And she knows that his and our way, and cross, and pain, and life, and love. She participated in his life, and she desires to participate in our life as well. She teaches us to follow him and to be with him. Let us respond to his and to her call.
Amen.
Amen.